You want to build a business and be a leader in your field. You know a book can help you get there. But how? In this show, I break down exactly how to write, publish, and promote a book that will build your business.
What's important now is that I am a best-selling author, and that's awesome.
All of my speaking events are actually from my book content. There's nothing that I've ever spoken on that's not in my books.
Everybody kept saying, do a book. It doesn't have to be any good. There's no better marketing tool. There's no better calling card. It then becomes the most valuable business card you ever had.
Get ready, book business builders. You're about to go to the next level. Hi there, you're listening to Build Your Business with a Book. I am your host, Anna David. I'm a New York Times bestselling author and founder of Launchpad Publishing, which helps thought leaders and those with stories to share become bestselling authors and the leaders in their field. And one of the ways people become leaders in their field, and one of the things that leaders in their respective fields do, is speaking. So that is why I'm answering the question today, how can I use my book to increase and or get the most out of speaking gigs? Because it is a fact, if an event organizer is considering two different people to speak on a certain topic, and one of those people has a book and is a best-selling author, they are going to get the gig. But, and I have said this before, it is not as simple as writing a book and waiting for these speaking offers to come in. You have to get very, very proactive. If you're listening to this podcast in chronological order, I have an episode coming up with this epic woman named Jessica Leahy, who's a New York Times bestselling author and has a law degree and is an educator and a teacher. And so, you know, a badass. But she walked me through what her process is. And she basically she wrote thousands of letters to heads of schools, to principals, to superintendents with a passage from her book, way before it was coming out, and explained why it would be a really great book for their community, and offered to come in and speak. Then she said, this is what the speech would look like. And then she says, I could talk to your students as well as your teachers. And by the way, did you know that this is this could be part of your professional development budget that could pay for it? Oh, by the way, a parent association budget can pay for it. So she went in there and really did the whole job for them, made the decision for them and broke down how they could do it. So it should be no surprise that she speaks all over. Now, if you want to speak, so possibly you've never been paid to speak before, and you want this book to be the catalyst to get you speaking, brainstorm a list of organizations that are related to your topic and, you know, start making a list, maybe an Excel spreadsheet, and start, you know, figuring out who it is to contact there. You may, you know, need to contact somebody who's going to send you to the right person, but just stay on it. My friend Ryan Hampton, this is what he did, and it worked beautifully. He had a book about addiction and recovery and the opiate crisis. So he reached out to rehabs all over the country and said, you do not have to pay me. I will fly myself there. All you have to do is buy books. And he set it up so that the organization, the rehab in this case, would buy books through a site called BookPal, which does bulk orders at a discount. It also reports to the bestseller list. So that is great for both sides. Then he would figure out how to make his speaking event at said rehab into a local media event. And he would then reach out to local press there. And, you know, and so therefore it doesn't just become something that the rehab is getting for free, a best-selling author, but you are bringing press to this rehab or organization. And he sold, there was an organization that bought 1,000 copies of his book that way. So that is something, obviously, now there are a lot of virtual events. And for me, And for a lot of us, we would rather have book sales than the money. But it really does depend on you, because here's another way to do it. Cameron Harrell, previous podcast guest, talked to me about how he used to take, say, 10 copies of his book with him, sell it to the first 10 people that came up to him for $20, make $200, go get a massage or do whatever you do with $200 when you're visiting. Then he met the former VP of marketing for Kodak and saw that that guy handed out his book for free to everyone in the audience, like 200 people. And you know, that seemed counterintuitive. Well, wait, I'm going to this place. Why am I giving it out? And then he thought, well, the cost of getting, if I get one client from this, it is so worth it. And if you do bulk orders, it can be, paperbacks can be $3, $4 a book. So he started to do that. And he started to realize that he would get more speaking offers, more coaching clients, more of everything. And so now what he does is every time he's booked as a speaker, he reaches out, he does the deal, he does the contract, then he reaches out afterwards and says, oh, I forgot to ask you about books. How many people will be there? I can send books for everybody for $10, if, including shipping. And he said, usually they come back and go, that's great. There's 300 people. And he sends an invoice for $3,000. And if they don't, then he covers the $3,000. And again, you know, while that is expensive, it is more than worth it for what comes in as a result. So do know that you can make a tremendous amount of money as a speaker. I used to do more speaking, really just at colleges, and I would get $2,000, $3,000, and I would get to go. I never went anywhere glamorous, but I went to these tiny towns all over the country that I never would see otherwise. There are, you know, Malcolm Gladwell and Tim Ferriss get $50,000 plus. Simon Sinek, I think, gets $200,000. So it is definitely a way to make extra income. And it is definitely something that you have access to as a best-selling author that you do not, as a non-author. Definitely create a speaking page on your website where you put reviews. Always, when you speak, try to get a testimonial from the person who booked you. Sometimes I will bring, just trot out my camera, you know, my phone, and ask for someone. And when people are coming up to you afterwards and thanking you, say, hey, could I get you to say this on video? So you're starting to put together a reel. And so on your speaking page on your site, have your reel, have testimonials, have lists of places you've spoken, have summaries, paragraph-long summaries of the keynotes that you can give, have pictures of you speaking, have everything that you can so that somebody can just click on that and know that you'll kill it. And by the way, if you want to buy your domain name, why not have it be yournamespeaking.com? I bought annadavidspeaking.com because that's an easy thing that you can tell people to go do. When you are speaking, some venues and events are very open to you, quote, selling from the stage, while others are not. I did 3 TEDx talks. You are not allowed to sell from the stage. And selling can mean your services as a coach, whatever it is. But many of us do use that opportunity to get people on our email list. And you can offer to send anybody in the audience the slide deck or whatever it is, if they, a lot of times what people will do is they'll actually have a number that you can text and they'll say, text me right now and we'll get you a copy of the slide deck or we'll get you this one sheet cheat sheet or we'll get you something so that you're getting something beyond, you know, some way to keep in touch with these people afterwards. So that is my answer for how you can use your book to increase and get the most out of speaking gigs. If you would like the show notes, which includes this whole concept made into a blog post, and links to everything that I talked about, including these previous episodes, just go to launchpadpub.com/blog/speaking and tune in next week when I'll be answering another of your questions. Thanks for joining me this week on Build Your Business with a Book. For more info about the show, go to buildyourbizwithabook.com. That's B-I-Z. where you can get links to show notes and subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google, and wherever you're listening to the show now. Speaking of that, if you got anything out of this show, I can't tell you how much I'd appreciate a rating and or a review on iTunes. And please don't forget, you can tell an author or entrepreneur friend about the show. Another forget-me-not, my company, Launchpad Publishing, is available to help industry leaders and those with stories to share at any stage in their publishing journeys, whether that's writing, editing, publishing, launching. Go to launchpadpub.com to find out more, and be sure to tune in next week for next week's episode. And you know, if you subscribe, you never have to worry about missing a show.